Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960, with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
It's another beautiful weekend in the High Desert.
It sure is.
And you know what? This is really interesting today. Our guest is going to talk to us a little bit about, our environment, mm-hmm. Conservation type of an issue, related issue. And I'm really interested in it because we haven't had a lot of those type of guests on the show before.
No, and it's such a big topic, too, especially, in the new year and lots of new different rules and things like that. So it's something that everybody is very interested in learning about.
Yes, and I think with a lot of what's going on with the natural disasters and those things that we're seeing that are taking place in our own state and across the country, that this is going to be a particular issue of concern and interest, right? Mm-hmm. And so I am just excited to welcome to the show Bethany Hudson, who is the lead representative for the city of Hesperia with the Mojave Watershed Group, right?
Okay.
I hope I got that right.
Correct. Yes.
Great. well, welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Bethany, we're excited to have you with us, and we are looking forward to just learning a lot about the Mojave Watershed Group. And so we're not going to waste any time. I'm going to jump in just simply by asking, what is the Mojave Watershed Group?
So the Mojave River Watershed Group is a collaborative group that was formed by the city of Hesperia, the city of Victorville, the town of Apple Valley, and the county of San Bernardino.
Oh, okay.
So we collaboratively came together to do public education and outreach for our MS4 Phase 2 permitting that we are required to implement by the state of California.
Okay.
So,
and what does MS4 stand for? Does that stand for anything?
Municipal Sewer Storm Separate Permit. So basically,
you get a gold star.
Thank you.
Is it just to create sewers or just to manage them? Or
no, it's actually for more water quality, storm water. So when we have a rain event in the high desert, we want to try and collect and preserve as much of that natural rain resource mm-hmm. as we possibly can.
Okay.
Most of our drinking water comes from the ground. Mm-hmm. And so by using the storm water that comes from the clouds and reaches down to the wonderful earth,
right,
and allowing that to percolate into the ground, it can help restore our groundwater basins.
Okay. Getting into that, how can residents prevent stormwater pollution? Because I guess that's a concern. Or if it's not a concern, maybe it should be.
That definitely is a concern, and it's a big part of our public education and outreach program. Mm-hmm. So what I find with a lot of residents is they don't, understand a lot about the different daily pollutants that we come across within the high desert. So you have things like trash, for instance, mm-hmm. or even oil from your cars.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, landscape clippings could even be a pollutant because depending on the type of pesticides that they use when they garden.
Yes.
So it's a wide range of things that can be considered a pollutant to our rainwater.
Okay. And so if people are interested in finding out what are those pollutants?
Mm-hmm.
How would they do that? Is there a website or?
There absolutely is a website.
Okay.
We have the MojaveRiver.org website where we have all of the information in regards to pollutants of concern how they can sign up to be a stormwater trooper.
Oh.
We also have a variety of tips for not only the residents, but let's say you're a resident of the city of Hesperia, but you have a general contracting construction business. Mm-hmm. There are tips on there on how you can be more stormwater savvy on your construction sites. So there is a variety of information on that website that is useful for our residents within
That's
the
That's awesome. Give
Mojave
us that
River
website Valley. Again.
It is mojaveriver.org.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask you about initiatives, because I know we've got a short period of time and there's so much that I want to get into. Mm-hmm. This is actually very enlightening and interesting, and I'm sure mm-hmm. for a lot of our listeners. So what key initiatives is the Mojave River Watershed Group currently focused on? And also, the second part to that is, how do these efforts kind of impact the High Desert region?
Great question. So we really focus on public education and outreach campaigns through a variety of different avenues, being the website. We do have social media pages, which I believe is Mojave River Watershed Group, mm-hmm. That we do campaigns through. We also do partner with our public information officers to get these campaigns also on the city's right. social media mm-hmm. platforms. We do go out to the schools and educate the children. We have a wonderful EnviroScape demonstration that we do with them. Mm. And it really is more of a hands-on type thing to help the kids understand, you know, when you have a certain type of pollutant and it is on the ground, and then when it rains, where it can go and how it can affect the Mojave River or our watershed or our groundwater.
Wow. So speaking of our youth, mm-hmm. right? I know that there was some type of contest or something. There was a couple of awards presented in Apple Valley to Apple Valley Unified School District mm-hmm. students, right? Can you share a little bit about that and those students? By the way, it happened to be two young girls.
Yay.
Girl power, right? So can you share a little bit about that program and what that looks like?
Sure. So every year we reach out to the different school districts and offer to be the sponsor of top water awards within their science fairs. Mm. And so this year for Apple Valley Unified School District at their science fair, we awarded 7th grader Taylor Lopez
yes.
and 5th grader Kelly Johnson with those awards for their science fair exhibits that they
Yes, there. And I'm going to shout Taylor Lopez out because she was first place, right?
Yes, she was.
And her project was called Acid Rain, The Impact on Plaques.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to shout out 5th grader Callie Johnson because she earned second place, and hers was for a science project called The Erosion, right?
Correct.
Kudos to those young women, girl power, girls
yes.
do rule, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So we love getting involved with the youth, because really when you start, you know, getting them educated at a young age, then it develops, you know, into their older years. And so
yeah.
it's just kind of that trickle up effect instead of
right.
trickle
And
up.
They hold us accountable, right?
Yes,
so
they do.
Make us, you know, because you know how your kid is coming home and saying, we're not going to use plastic, and we're going to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they hold us accountable. So great. So you know what? I love the fact that you do this program through the school districts. Now, if there are educators listening, or if there are even parents who are listening and say, I would love for my kid to be engaged in that, would they go to the website to find that information and get involved? What do you suggest?
Absolutely. They have a contact us on the mojaveriver.org website
okay.
That you can reach out to. You can also reach out to any of the cities or the town or the county. You can ask for their stormwater program manager, And then that person can also be of assistance to get you in touch with the right people. So that way they can bring maybe the Enviroscape out to the classroom, or, you know, participate in the community events that we have throughout the desert region.
That's wonderful. So before we wrap, I kind of have a question for you.
Okay.
Right? Because this seems to be one of those things that we do well when we're passionate about. And so for you, what has been your passion, or what has really been that thing that keeps you doing this particular work and being this advocate?
And also, Bethany, how did you get started with this? Is this something you always had a passion for, or you got invited to take part in this? I'm curious, because this is something that I don't really know too much about, but this seems very fascinating, especially for somebody who likes science or, mm-hmm. you know, conservation,
right.
You know, recycling and things like that. How did you get started with this?
Correct. So, honestly, I was voluntold about the program when I came to work for the city of Hesperia. Mm-hmm. So, but in, you know, reading more about it and understanding and getting involved with the community, you know, that's what public service is about.
Yes.
And that's, I think, why we go into working for local and municipal government, is to be involved with the public and, you know, be able to serve them in some sort of capacity. So keeping me passionate about it is just being environmentally friendly. You know, a lot of people, I feel, maybe discredit the desert because, oh, we're the high desert.
Right.
You know? So
right.
Keeping it, you know, clean and
healthy.
And healthy.
Yeah.
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 So that's kind of what keeps me going. And then, you know, just seeing sometimes how the kids react to, you know, what we're teaching them and how
right.
the public reacts is
right.
is also definitely a benefit.
Well, you know what, Bethany, we want to thank you for the work that you're doing. We want to thank the city of Hesperia, as well as the other municipalities that make up the Mojave River Watershed Group. It is important, right? And we're glad to know that you're here. We're going to ask you to, throughout the year, keep us abreast of the things that are going on, how we can help to get that information out to community, and not just get the information out to community, but also get us engaged, right? Make us do something. And it's in those small things that we do sometimes that great things happen, right?
Absolutely.
Such as having a healthy high desert.
Yes.
Right?
When is your next event, Bethany, that your group's going to be a part of?
So we do sponsor all of the cleanup events that the cities do hold. So our next cleanup event with Hesperia is April 26th.
Oh, good. People got time to put it on the calendar.
They do have
ready,
time.
Right?
We also do.
And those are very popular, too.
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
We also do participate in some of the local vendor fairs,
mm-hmm.
You know, when we do National Night Out and some of those things. So you will probably see us out and about in the community at different community events.
Well, great.
Awesome.
Well, again, we want to thank you. We want to thank the Mojave River Watershed Group for the work that you're doing and for keeping this in front of us. And helping us to be more informed, better understanding how to make sure that we're maintaining healthiness here in the high desert. And so you're welcome back anytime. We'll look forward to you keeping us updated on upcoming events and also how community can get involved. And so please just pass on to the group that we are thankful that they're here, and we're happy you came over and shared this information with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And Bethany, give us that website for any more information that we can contact you about.
It is the mojaveriver.org.
We've got a wonderful guest in studio with us. She's relatively new to the high desert, and I'm excited, so I don't want to delay, getting into conversations with Dr. Walker, who is now the superintendent of Adelanto Elementary School District.
Welcome, Dr. Walker.
We want to welcome you to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you. I am super honored to have an opportunity to engage at this level and to be able to share a little bit about where we're going as a district and just my excitement to be able to lead the district in that direction.
Wonderful. Well, before we jump into all this wonderful stuff that we know you got going on over at Adelanto Elementary School District, I want to ask you a little bit about yourself, about your professional background.
Wow. I've been in education pretty much my entire career. I took the path of teacher, teaching elementary and middle school in LAUSD, all the way through to Pomona Unified School District, and that's where I spent most of my teaching career and my admin career, where I was an assistant principal at the elementary and secondary level, principal at the elementary and secondary level, and then I left Pomona and went out to Upland Unified and was a director there for 4 years and Ed Services, and then continued my journey wanting to make a greater impact. So I decided to come up to Pear Blossom, where I was the assistant soup and instructional services, and then the assistant soup of human resources. And that's where I also was a superintendent.
Great.
Yes.
Very knowledgeable, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lots of experience, but within that time frame, I also did some consulting work, and as an adjunct professor at Cal State San Bernardino, really wanting to support teachers that were interested in moving into administration and those pre-service teachers wanting to get into the teaching field. So that's the work that I did at Cal State San Bernardino.
That's great. That really fundamentally, it sounds like to me that you've had an opportunity to work on those different levels, if you will, and all of that has equipped you for this moment, right,
yes.
that you find yourself in. Well, you know what? I really would like to hear about your vision for Adelanto Elementary School District. So do you mind sharing with us what your vision is? And
maybe what are the challenges that you've heard about that we're trying to improve on?
Okay. Well, you know, our board of trustees and myself, we have our goal of Thrive 2030.
Okay.
So by 2030, we'd like to see some systems in place, our students thriving, and our system just elevated to the next level. And what that looks like is where we are right now. We're starting the foundational aspects of it through working with our county, San Bernardino County Office, the San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools, along with our state, the CCEE, which is the California Collaborative for Educational Excellence, in addition to Learner Center Collaborative. And we are, we've brought together of over 70 community members, as well as staff, parents, as well as students, to be a part of our guiding coalition.
Nice.
Yes, and with this guiding coalition, we're going to be developing a learner profile.
Okay.
You know, I know you're familiar with the graduate profile that they have for high school, but since we're a K-8 district, or TK-8 district, we're doing a learner profile so that we can ensure that our students are prepared to go on to high school successfully. Engage our parents, right? We're even providing parenting classes so parents understand even more so what they can do to support their children, right? So we are offering even ESL classes for parents that want to learn English that are our Spanish-speaking families. So we're wanting to ensure that our parents are able to engage, but not only able, but feel comfortable engaging, right? Knowing that it's okay to go and ask these questions and giving them the questions to ask,
right?
So that they understand that their voice, they are valued just as much as our students are, because it does require all of us coming together to support and meet the needs of the students that we serve.
That's right. I mean, I think sometimes it sounds very cliche, when it says, especially around our children, that it takes a village,
mm-hmm.
right? But it absolutely does. And I know that, you know, there are always some challenges
mm-hmm.
and always some obstacles.
Right.
Or, you know, even in some cases, maybe some barriers. But it seems like to me that you're very well poised and prepared to take on those things for the greater good, which
yes.
is the high quality education of our students.
Yes.
And so with that, is there anything that you want to share with community around that
mm-hmm.
And how you are helping to position Adelanto Elementary School District to address what may be seen
right.
as obstacles or barriers?
Right. And I know one of the things, and thank you for asking that question. One of the things that stood out to me when I initially came into the school district in the area of human resources was the need for consistency mm-hmm. of leadership. Just hearing the changes every few years, they're getting a new superintendent, or a cabinet level position is being having to be refilled again.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so I know that, you know, over time that becomes very weary, and that people don't know what to expect next.
Right.
And or don't want to get on board because who knows, it's about to change again. Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I'm here to say, you know, the Board of Trustees and I really want to see us move forward. They hear the concerns of the teachers and the staff and the community
right.
that says, hey, what's going on in Adelanto? Well, what's going on now is that they have a superintendent
yes.
and I'm here. I'm here for the long
Great.
Run. And the board is supporting me in the work that I am doing to move the district forward. And if I could say anything, is to give us an opportunity to show you. Right.
Yes.
It's all about our actions.
Yes.
Right. And part of those actions are the opportunity for you to come and be a part.
Yes.
Come to our guiding coalition and speak and be able to share, give your input. Right. Because
be a part of finding the solution.
Yes.
Be a part of mm-hmm. of addressing that. And you have definitely put out the welcome mat for that.
Thank you.
And I think, you know, to encourage those, especially for parents,
yes.
to encourage parents how important it is for them to be involved and have a sense of being welcome
mm-hmm.
to be involved in that process is huge.
Right.
I'm happy to hear you say that you're in for the long haul.
Yes.
I think the board has been very smart about their support and their alignment in lifting this up for their community in the best interest of our students. So I'm excited about what's to come.
Yes.
I want you to be able to give out some information so if we have parents that are listening
mm-hmm.
or community leaders or partners that are listening that would like to learn more, possibly find a way to be engaged,
mm-hmm.
how can they do that?
Well, you can definitely go to our website, which is AESD, which is Adelanto Elementary School District .net. And there is a phone number there. Please call that number and you'll reach my executive assistant who will support you in being a part of this work.
Great. And Dr. Walker, before we let you go, two things. If they want to become a part of that guiding coalition,
mm-hmm.
is there still opportunity?
Yes, there is still opportunities. We had our first meeting. Our next meeting is coming up February the 18th.
Okay.
It is from 8 to 3.
Okay.
We ask that you could commit as much time as you possibly can, and you're definitely welcome. Like I said, reach out to our website, and they will direct you to my executive assistant, which is Xenia LaVey, and she will give you the right information to join our next session.
Wonderful. And before we wrap up, is there anything else that you want to share with us that you'd like for community to know at this point? Either about yourself or about Adelanto Elementary School District.
Well, I definitely want to speak about Adelanto Elementary School District. We have 14 schools, and I must tell you, if you haven't had an opportunity to go visit your child's school and just take a tour. Mm-hmm. Go visit some classrooms to see all the great work that every teacher is doing in the schools, the principals supporting these teachers in their work. When I first started, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. But after I had my first visit at every school, I'm telling you, you would be in awe of the work that's happening. And so don't hesitate.
Mm-hmm. I love the open door. I love that you have put out the welcome mat. And I definitely hope that especially our parents will take advantage of that. You know, you can only speak about as well as informed as you are, and you only become well informed because you had the experience,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And so you have definitely put that opportunity out there, and we're looking forward to hearing great things. We wish you much success.
Thank you.
And support you as you move forward in the challenge of educating our students and providing quality education for our students and meeting our students' needs,
yes.
Because they are great as we move out of COVID and deal with a lot of what, you know, has been identified as that lost learner piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you've given a lot of thought already. You've just been in the position how long now?
Yes. November 12th was the official day, right?
Oh my God. So still new. The brain is still new and fresh, right? But doing amazing work to push the agenda forward in the best interests of our students. And so we want to thank you, wish you well as you move forward. Definitely you have an open door, an open invitation to come and talk to us. And share with community the great things that are going on there and also how we can help and support.
Yes.
So thank you again for being with us. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it and look forward to having you back.
Thank you. I really enjoyed this opportunity and hope to see some of you there.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.